Honey, I'm home. Vacation has officially started.
We are off to SeaWorld.
All right, kids, let's get packing.
Hun, did you call Perfection Auto Works for the free summer trip inspection before we hit the highway?
Oh, honey, I forgot. I'll give them a call right now.
Hey, we're not going anywhere without Perfection Auto Works' free 26-point inspection checking out our car.
How do you avoid jaws on your wall for auto repair? Start with Perfection Auto Works' free 26-point inspection. Then, consider if it's time for brakes, major service, timing belt replacement, or any other scheduled maintenance on your car, truck, or SUV, from an Audi to a Volvo, and all cars in between. Don't leave town without that free vacation inspection. 323-8650, or check out our cool website at perfectionautoworks.com. 323-8650.
Scammers have already developed a fake Windows 11. A ransomware attack affects ticket machines. DuckDuckGo gets into the email game and zero trust models, pros and cons. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Tucson. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for scam awareness, blockchain science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 54. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Good to have you with us every Saturday. We post all of our shows and bonus content on ComputerDoctorShow.com. Again, ComputerDoctorShow.com. Our open lines, 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in any time with your comments, questions, and even complaints. We can answer. Co-hosting today is Rob from the cast of the Unscrewed Theater.
Good afternoon, Aaron. It's a good to be back with you.
And I'm always thankful when you come by with your knowledge of aerospace, and we do have some space things that have happened this week. Has been hitting the media. We're not going to talk too much about it because so much has happened.
Almost too much sometimes.
But I'm sure your email's been blowing up soon. The Computer Doctor Show is sponsored by Perfection Auto Works for your car's needs for over 30 years. We have a great show for you today, starting with zero trust computing models, the pros and cons. Now, for those of you that may not know what zero trust means, so there is, whenever you have stuff plugged into a computer, the computer has to make a decision. Okay? It has to make a decision of, number one, what this thing is and how it knows that you really wanted that thing, interfacing with it. Okay? And this is where a trust level comes in. So things can be trusted or things can be untrusted. And in the hacker and scamming world, what the hackers and scammers love to do, they love to take something that is already accepted as being a trusted thing and finding some way to exploit that trust. Okay. It's the same way as somebody buddying up to you, being like your friend, but in reality, they're just trying to, steal your money or steal something that you have, so.
Good old con games.
It's a good old con game with microchips. Okay. You can have microchips that are like friends, right? Mm-hmm. And then have you ever been betrayed by a friend?
We all have. Yes, definitely.
So chips can actually betray each other's trust. I know that sounds weird, but trust can actually happen in a electronic world. So what zero trust basically means is that systems will not trust each other inherently, meaning they have to be given a reason why they should trust. What are you using this for? Who are you? What do you need? Why do you need it? Okay, it's kind of like the Kipling method. You've heard of the Kipling, right? That's the how, what, where, who, when, why. Those are all the questions. So who are you? Why are you using it? Where are you? Who are you?
What do you want?
What do you want? You know, all these types of things. And it's kind of funny that this can happen. So in a zero trust model, this can be very, very it's basically redefining how things are going to be trusted. So it comes with this requirement, though, and this can be either a pro or a con, where someone can make it a requirement to always you're always going to be needing to justify why you need to access the resources on this system. So this is this kind of thing. So we do have a question or comment from Charles. He is on line one about this. Charles.
Yes, I'm calling in to kind of register my complaint. You're being very mean to chips, and I represent the ACLU. That's the American Chip Liberties Union. And you're being very pejorative towards chips, and you should be nicer. I mean, without chips, what business would you have?
Well, the chips are going away. We're trying to make good chips, and, we can't make them fast enough. I mean,
I think we should ban the movie Goodbye, Mr. Chips.
All right. Well, thanks, Charles.
Thank you.
Okay, so you know these chips, we have to get on board with these. What actually can be trusted and not trusted? Talking about trust, there are some scammers that have already developed a fake Windows 11. Now, Windows 11 was just announced. There's only a very few trusted people out there. I should say trusted people out there that are experimenting legally. Trustedly with Windows 11, that's actually coming from Microsoft, right? And they've already taken Windows 11, embedded it with malware, and have re-released it on different websites for people to load. And when they install Windows 11, they start off at the very beginning with malware.
Windows 11, this very fake version is the malware.
And you have to be very, very careful because, you know, always make sure that your software is legitimate. Make sure that it's coming from the actual source. The reason why this has happened is because there's been a bit of a rush to obtain the new Windows 11. Now, like I said, insiders are already able to get it. But there are some of these people that they're just anxious to get these to get all kinds of malware into the hands of people and to just get things rushed out. In the rush, they're downloading this alternative fake Windows 11.
Always wait till after the first security update. Always wait till after the first security update on any new OS.
Absolutely. You know, and by the way, I'm glad that you said that. If people are wondering if they should get the new Windows 11, I'm going to say the same thing that I've been saying for years. Always wait, okay, till they've worked out all the bugs or majority of the bugs. Usually there's not a time where all the bugs are actually all taken out, but you want enough time for enough people to have already tried it and they've already worked out all the bugs. So that is not the case in Windows 11. It may take about another year before that actually happens and before I would actually start recommending that people actually turn it over. Some of the first people that would want to get Windows 11 are the people that are very, very on top of their security, because Windows 11 does offer a lot of extra securities that are just not available in Windows 10. So probably do another segment as things progress with this insiders program with Windows 11, and as things progress with Windows 11 in general, we're going to find out what all these bugs are, and we're going to find out no, it was a good idea to not do it now, or now is a good time to actually move into it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there was a ransomware attack that affected some ticket machines. So this actually happened in the Northern Rail system, which is in England. And so get this, they install these ticket machines. They're just kiosk machines. They're machines that you go and you buy your train ticket. And these machines apparently got attacked by ransomware, or the system that feeds the data into these machines got affected with ransomware, and they had to shut all the machines down. And these machines were only in there for about 2 months. Okay. So they spent all this money, they invested all this on all this infrastructure just to get ransomware within the first 2 months of
they didn't wait until after all the first security patch was released.
They should have waited. They should have waited. See, I told you. But you see, this brings up a very, very interesting caveat to the story, because usually ransomware is a very slow acting type of attack. It's not something where you click something in an email and that day, bam, you're ransomware. It doesn't happen like that. Usually the attack starts a long way, way into the past, sometimes weeks or sometimes months. This is the first time that I've actually seen it happen, where a new infrastructure or a new system is put in place and it is attacked within its first 2 months. Now, even the United States government and lots of major departments in the United States and state departments, after all of the fears and all the attacks of the ransomwares that we've been seeing in the media and all that, there was a lot of talk about restructuring the entire infrastructure of everything. But this is proof that even if they spent all this money, redoing everything and building a whole new infrastructure, within 2 months, it could possibly get attacked again. and then they're back to square one. So the real, what do you think the real solution is here? Is it infrastructure, or do you think it's user training? Because I'm always a caveat for user training.
PepCac, problem exists between keyboard and chair, as the old saying goes.
Okay, well, that would be user.
That's user, yeah.
That's user. So I'm actually going to be putting together a training for different types of users and different types of office environments to combat this very, very thing. And it's going to be something, hopefully, that will catch on to the future, because ransomware doesn't seem to be going away. So long as there's someone out there that's paying them, they're just going to keep on doing it.
Well, this is true. At my workplace one time, they did one of these they contracted an external organization to do a security training for us. And the email telling us to take the security training looked like spam, so no one did it. So then they had to send out more emails saying, no, really, that wasn't spam. This really is something we want you to do.
If there is somebody out there that's listening that, let's say that you own a business and you're worried about security, there are programs out there. There's a company called Know Before, that is KNOW before BE4.com, and they actually have something cool. They appoint an administrator into your organization, and that person can then send out emails that are designed just like real bad ones in the real world. And they put them out into the email systems of their workers just to see if they would click on them. And if they get enough people, now obviously the ones that they put out as a test are dormant. They're not dangerous, but they will be reported if they do click in it. And if they click in it, that could have been a bad one. And then they'll know who the culprits are, who the people that need to be retrained, because they keep clicking things inside of emails or keep going to websites that, you know, are bad. You know, so all those types of things, it's just a way to hone down on who is the leak in your company.
Well, it's to the point where I don't click on things I should sometimes because I don't trust people enough, but.
All right. Up next on the Computer Doctor Show, we're going to take a little break here. DuckDuckGo and its new email browser and privacy services for all those that don't want personalized ads. We'll talk to you next after this break.
And they're off and running. Pedal to the metal madness.
My gosh, the drivers in Tucson are insane. I've never seen anything like it.
Oh, look at that, a near collision. Oh, number 21 just missed the lead driver. Oh no, I saw that coming. A pileup on the first lap.
It's insanity, I tell you.
Those cars are out of commission. Look at number 17, there's smoke coming out of the engine.
Look at the flames underneath that vehicle.
Well, he knows what to do. He's pulling into Perfection Auto Works pit stop. Look at those mechanics go like ants on honey.
This is incredible. Look, he's getting back in the race.
What was that, 7.6 seconds? That's perfection.
When you're involved in the fast-paced race of life and you know you're in need of a pit stop, pull into Perfection Auto Works. Our expert crew and free 26-point inspection will get you back on the road fast and furiously. 323-8650 and PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, blockchain science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Rob, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Congratulations to Jeff Bezos and crew from the on the first human launch from Blue Origins. Anything to say about that, Rob? You're a space guy.
That's suborbital.
Now, a lot of people feel that this is the first manned private rocket, and that's just not true, because SpaceX has also been doing manned space missions for the last year.
They've been doing it for a while now. So, but SpaceX, of course, they have a government contract with NASA to do it, where this is a totally private mission.
That's the difference. Yes. Okay. All right. Thanks for clearing that up.
Also, we try not to say manned anymore because of gender issues. The preferred term is crewed, but I hate that because it sounds like you have a crewed mission, you know, like obscene mission. So I propose we use the term nodded instead, because we have astronauts, cosmonauts, and taikonauts. So a nodded mission.
A nodded mission.
A nodded mission is my proposal for a new term.
A robot could also be a nod, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, it's also voting time for the Reader's Choice Awards. The Computer Doctor of Tucson has been nominated for the best IT service in Arizona in the Arizona Daily Star. So in order to vote for us, please do a Google search for Tucson Reader's Choice Awards. We are under the business category, and I'll mention again at the end of the show. Also want to give a big shout out to Carrie Mack at Titan Restoration. She was able to invite me to a B&I group here in town, and I was able to meet up with some old friends, and we had a great time at that meeting. Thank you very much. Before we get into our next segment, Rob, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, thank you, Aaron. And Unscrewed Theater has also been nominated in Best of Tucson for several categories. We'd appreciate your votes in there as well, including three of our performers who have been nominated for Best Comedian. So,
Is that right?
Yeah, we got quite a few nominations. So,
what's the category then?
We have Best Comedy Night, Best Theater. I'd have to look at the categories. We have multiple nominations. I know Best Comedy Night is the one we'd really love to win.
Okay.
So that's sort of the one we're pushing, Best Comedy Night.
Best Comedy Night.
And
okay.
Right now we're doing our Unscrewed Theater House Party 2.0 version, which is a Zoom show. You can watch from the comfort of your home, but in the 2.0 version, all the players are on stage at Unscrewed Theater. And we have a small crowd in the audience of friends of the theater, donors, volunteers, that sort of thing. And you can watch us on Zoom. And August 6th, we're actually going to start our in-person shows. On August 6th, you can actually pay and come to the theater and be in the audience with us there.
I will be there.
Oh, super. That'd be great.
I will absolutely be there, and I'm going to pay.
Oh, great.
I know you guys are going to let me in for free, but I will pay. No problem.
That's great. But so we'll be back on stage soon. You go to our website, unscrewedtheater.org, get a ticket for tonight's show. Tonight's show is still free. Check out our classes and workshops and all that fun. fun stuff we have going on, Unscrewed Theater.
Very good. Here are some tech and science anniversaries that have happened this time of the year. On July 24th, 1969, 52 years ago, Apollo 11 returns to Earth. Just 4 days prior to that, they touched down on the moon. We had the first man on the moon there.
Yeah, I was watching that in diapers probably because my parents were big into the space program, so I know I was watching almost everything at the time.
Okay. I do also want to acknowledge those that believe that it never happened, but I'm just saying that's the date that it was reported. Okay? All right. There, I said it. July 25th, 1978, 43 years ago, the first test tube baby was born. And so that... We now live in a world where test tube babies are around, so
yes,
we have the technology.
I remember that as well. I was old enough to understand that a baby was born in a test tube, but still not old enough to understand how babies were normally produced.
Normally, yeah. So you learned the fake way first.
Yeah, exactly. I learned the fake way first, and the real way came a couple years later.
Okay, very good. Also, July 26th, now there's this young man. His name is Robert Tappan. He was a student at Cornell University. He was indicted on felony charges for releasing a computer virus in 1988 that disrupted thousands of computers throughout the United States in the fall of 1988. So that... This is actually a very interesting thing that, you know, it's funny that today in 2021, back in 1988, there were still college students having fun writing viruses and completely messing up computers throughout the United States and just having fun. Okay.
I believe that's what Clifford Stoll wrote about in the epilogue of The Cuckoo's Egg, his book, The Cuckoo's Egg.
Okay.
Which was, Clifford Stoll was a first-time Berkeley astronomer who cracked an East German computer spy ring back in the 80s.
Hmm.
And then he wrote a book about it, and then that was what he did in the epilogue, was talked about that hack.
And they must have had a lot of fun doing this because they continue to do it. And same thing with today. So how about that? So... getting back to our next portion here, we have an article that was written actually by the Verge.com. It's one of the media places that I follow. And they're doing this. So many of us know about DuckDuckGo. So you've heard of it. I know Tom Fairbanks. We were talking before the show about it. DuckDuckGo. So they're actually known as a private, non-tracking, search engine. That's what they're known for, and that's how they have been. And I've known about them for many, many years. And, what they're doing is they are, releasing this new this email privacy service. So the company's new email protection feature gives users a free @duck.com email address, which will forward emails to your regular inbox after analyzing their contents for trackers and stripping away any, if any. So DuckDuckGo is also extending this feature with a unique disposable forwarding email address, which can be generated easily in the DuckDuckGo mobile browser, mobile browser, or through a desktop browser extension. So this is something that's extremely interesting because people are very, very concerned about privacy these days. And companies like DuckDuckGo, they trust. This is a trusted customer. We were talking about some trusted sources that have large, big business backing it. Like it might have been bought out by some major conglomerate, and that might be the influence of this privacy, you know, partnering. You know, but as far as I'm aware, if anybody has any information about this, please call in and let us know. But as far as I know, DuckDuckGo does not have any affiliations with any of the of these large corporations, or they don't have any affiliations with government. So although now when they say that they are privatizing, I believe them.
Yeah, so
I trust them.
So far, they seem to be legit so far.
Legit so far. And so again, DuckDuckGo now has its own mobile browser. It has a desktop browser extension so that you can use it on your computer. You can use it on anything, basically any device that you have a browser on. So it's available in mobile form and on PC form. And again, this email address, this at duck.com email address, you can actually, the way it works is people will actually email you through this at duck.com email address, and it'll forward everything to you, but it will remove all of the trackers and all the junk. If anything is left over after it's removed all the junk, we were joking about this before. Okay.
It's going to find out what the rest of it sends you lots of junk.
Oh, my goodness. We are running out of time.
And am I the only one that wants a duck.com email address?
My name is Aaron Moss. Be sure to vote for us in the upcoming voting for their website. Thank you, Todd Fairbanks. We'll see you next week.
Enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.